y mejora definitivamente tu nivel de inglés profesional con el Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan. Ameno, exigente y a tiempo completo. 1000 horas intensivas en las que tendrás que esforzarte. Por eso funciona. Vence al Ya te llamaremos con Vaughan. Apúntate. Llama ahora al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
¿Do you Vaughan?
Me licencié hace 4 años en la universidad. Al año hice un máster, después otro. Además estoy acabando el doctorado. Pero ayer no pasé un proceso de selección por no saber inglés.
¿Te suena esta historia? Ocurre todos los días. El inglés es fundamental para progresar en tu vida laboral en todos los sectores. ¿A qué esperas para aprender inglés de una vez por todas?
Máster en Inglés Profesional Vaughan, tu solución definitiva.
Nuestros profesores están deseando darte clase. ¿Y tú? ¿No estás deseando venir a conocerlos? Busques lo que busques, tenemos un curso y un profe para ti. Prueba nuestro buscador de cursos en grupovaughan.com o llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ofreceremos una solución que se adapte a tus necesidades. 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com.
Sigue este programa en Radio TDT, Internet, Podcast o en la aplicación para el móvil.
Get ready. Hold on to your hats. Strap on your seatbelt. Fasten your seatbelt. Hold on to your hat. Get ready for the ride of your life. The show with no... It's show with no name time.
Welcome aboard, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for the non-stop rocket ship to wherever you want to go. What's it called, Nacho? It's,
Who is the show with no name?
That's right, that's right. It doesn't have a name. That's right, call it whatever you want. It's the show with no name on Vaughan Radio from 10:30 to 12:30 every day for the last almost 10 years now, casi 10 años. And you know who's been here? You know one constant thing the whole time? Your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
Nacho, Macho Man. I've got to be a Nacho Man.
That's right, it's Nacho, Macho Man in the house, ladies and gentlemen. And wow, what a long, strange trip it's been. Vaya viaje. Oh, Danny's over there too. Danny's been here longer, más que tú. So Danny nos gana a todos. Danny actually beats us. La palabra es antigüedad. We say, in English, we say, not antiquity. Me gusta, pero no. We say seniority. Seniority. So, but ladies and gentlemen, we've been here, for so long doing what we do, and we love what we do. I hope you can tell. Espero que se note que realmente nos encanta lo que hacemos. And you know what we love? We love that you guys love it too. Nos encanta. Que os encante. No sé si lo acabo de decir bien en español. Ese subjuntivo es difícil, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to use the subjunctive just because it's difficult. No way. In fact, when something's difficult, that to me, I hear in my ear, I hear ding, 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 round one, ronda uno. Like you are gonna master, llegar a dominar this subjunctive. Now, have I mastered the subjunctive tense in Spanish yet? No. Am I close? No. No, not really. I still make tons of mistakes in the subjunctive. But have I given up? No. Why would I give up? I'll get it. I'll get it. You know, slowly but surely. Me encanta esta expresión. Right? Lentamente, pero seguro. Right? Slowly but surely. Right? Usando dos adverbios ahí. Slowly but surely, I'll get it. You know, I'm not, hey, I'm not losing my patience, you know. Sometimes, no, Alberto, puedas, no puedes. Es tengas, no tienes, right? And you know what? Correct me. I love to be corrected because that's the only way I can really speak great Castilian Spanish, which is my goal here, right? My goal is to be able to be, for taxi drivers to say, where are you from? Y que siempre pasa, ¿eh? ¿De dónde eres? Gallego, eres tal. They call me everything but American. So I like being a little bit of a mystery. The accent you can't place, right? So ladies and gentlemen, as always, we've got tons of challenges for you here on the show with no name, as always. So if you want to participate in these challenges, well, you're going to have to go over to our, well, go to your app store, tu tienda de aplicaciones, and you can download the app. It is Vaughn Radio. Right? That's pretty simple. Vaughn Radio. The app is Vaughn Radio, and it's available on, all the different smartphone. I think there are only two smartphone platforms anyway. Apple and Android, right? Or maybe there's Google too now. I don't know. I get all confused. But it should be available for all the different platforms. So if you don't have the app, download it now, and this way you can participate in our challenges. And you know what? Speaking of challenges, why don't we give them a challenge right now? What the hell? Let's start off with a challenge on our app. Now, I want to tell you guys something. These challenges, if you are a regular listener, then you should know these challenges because they are all reviews. So all the different challenges that you'll get on my show, there are many. You'll have some on Twitter and you'll have some on the app. The ones on the app are to review things we've already looked at. And the ones on Twitter, you don't know what to expect, right? Double Trouble, name that movie, name that lyric. I mean, you can try and get inside my mind, but it's a scary place. I wouldn't recommend going too deep into my mind. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, also I wanted to remind you guys that next Wednesday is my last live show for a couple weeks as I'll be going to Japan for about 2.5-3 weeks. I'll be in Japan, but I want to tell you guys, don't fret. Don't fret. No te preocupes. Fret como los que tocáis guitarra. Sabéis lo que es un fret, pero también es preocuparse. Ahí tenemos un double trouble. So, don't fret because I have recorded all those programs. So you're going to get fresh, new content, even though I'm far away in Asia. Que espero que no lo pronunciáis Asia. Por favor, no, it's Asia. Say it with me. It's a very important word. We use it a lot. It's in the news all the time. I always say this. If there's a word that's used all the time in your language, it's probably going to be used globally as well, right? So, these buzzwords, estas palabras de moda, especially now, national disasters, right? So check out these buzzwords because the media. And when I say the media, I mean newspapers, magazines, movies, series, music are full of these buzzwords. So make sure you learn them. And speaking of buzzwords, today I will be on Dani y Flo. So if you guys are available to check it out, the show starts at 3:45. No, las cuatro menos cuarto. But what they do is they introduce the show, and then at 4 o'clock, about 4 o'clock, we come back and give you the show. And today we're going to look at these hybrid words, as I call them, these mixed words, right? Such as spork. You guys know this one, right? Spork. Esta no es nueva, pero hay muchas nuevas. Spork is a mix between a spoon and a fork. Con el yogur o con la Macedonia, with the fruit salad, Macedonia, muy fácil, en inglés, ensalada de frutas, with the fruit salad or fruit cup, you usually get, you know the one I'm talking about, Nacho, they give it to you on the airplanes, the spork, que es medio, es un híbrido entre un tenedor. So we're going to look at, y una cuchara, and we're going to look at these words today on Dani y Flo. So if you guys can catch it, the hashtag is Dani y Flo, 144, 145, and it'll be lots of fun. And in fact, I'd like to do a section here on the show with these words as well. So maybe when I come back from Japan, we'll do a section. Haremos una sección con estas palabras, como brunch, como spork, como fugly. Yeah, esa es muy fea, eh? Fucking ugly. Feo de cojones. You guys say it's bad. He's fugly. Ese tío es feo de cojones, right? Hey, sometimes ugly is not enough. A veces ugly, nos quedamos cortos con ugly. So we've got so many of these words in English, and every day there are more of them. I love this one. Bromance. La vimos ayer, ¿no? Un romance, un amor entre platónico entre dos tíos, ¿no, amigos? You know, it's the typical one. Your typical friend that when you say, honey, I'm going to go watch the match with tal, and she's like, well, why don't you marry him? ¿Por qué no te casas con él? That's a bromance. Si tu mujer te ha dicho, ¿por qué no te casas con él? Con algún amigo tenéis un bromance, admítelo. Nacho's nodding his head, como si tengo, hombre, nos queremos. Los colegas, que no hay que quererse ahora, ¿o qué? Right? So, but there's a word for it. Hay un, este cuando dices, bueno, voy a ver el partido, ya te veo lo, and your wife's like, bueno, cásate con él, ¿no? Tenga un hijo con él si quieres, you know? Bromance. I love these words because, well, some of them, brunch, see, but bromance did not exist when I was a kid. These are all new words. And that's what I love about English. English is always growing. Siempre está creciendo. Okay, now where was I, guys? We have so much to do today that I forgot where I was. I know where we were. We were at the app, and we're going to participate right now. And Nacho, I think they're going to get like 95. I'm going for a 95 today on this one, all right? All right, guys, fill in the blank. I think it's an easy one. Here we go. If you know the answer, go to the app and participate. We were talking about you. I'm sure your ears were... We said it yesterday, pitando, right? Similar. In fact, I already used this verb on the show today, right? So there we go, ladies and gentlemen. Good luck. Good luck. Fill in the blank. We're looking for a verb in the gerund. No es un verbo en el ing porque va con were. No, es el pasado continuo, si tenéis que saber el tiempo verbal. No, da igual. I was going, she was eating, we were speaking. No, en vez de I am, you are, el presente continuo, right? So eso se llama el pasado continuo, algo que estabas haciendo en un momento, right? I was living in New York when September 11th happened, right? So we're looking for a verb in ing, in the gerund. Odio la palabra gerund. ¿Qué me dice la palabra gerund? The ing. Un verbo en ing. ¿Por qué no ha dicho la palabra gerund? Gerund, ¿para qué me sirve a mí? All right, so we were talking about you. I'm sure your ears were... And you say, you have a similar expression in Spanish. Te pitan los oídos. So good luck, guys. If you know the correct answer, well, you can go over to the app right now and participate. All right. And remember, guys, we've got a lot of participation also on Twitter. And Nacho, what was my Twitter handle again? I think it was...
Tuiteanos. IM Alberto Alonso. IM Alberto Alonso. Este es tu show con Alberto Alonso.
That's right. I'm Alberto Alonso on Twitter. Also on Facebook, guys. And you're not going to want to miss it because Fridays we do Facebook Live here. And it's a lot of fun. I know a lot of you are enjoying it. So very, very cool. So as I always say, if you want the full experience, follow me. Follow Vaughn, Grupo Vaughan, Vaughan underscore radio as well. And we're everywhere on Facebook, on Twitter, YouTube as well. And now lately, últimamente, I'm using Instagram a lot. So if you want to see what all the buzz is about, todo el ruido, well, check it out. It's Alberto underscore Alonso. Y ya que estamos, repasamos el underscore, muy importante. Alberto underscore Alonso on Instagram, on Instagram. And if you want to check it out, I have these little stories. They're great. 15 seconds. It's como holiday. This morning, we looked at the difference between holiday and vacation. In fact, it came from a question. One of our viewers said, hey, Alberto, holiday se usa con ese o sin ese? And I said, well, si se usa con on, no lleva ese. O sea, I was on holiday, not holidays. Pero si dices días festivos, I have some holidays next week, right? A couple days. Now, in the United States, you know, we say vacation. So ellos dicen, I was on holiday, sin ese. Los británicos digo ellos. We say, I was on vacation, right? But we do use the word holiday in the United States, but it's more festivo. So a holiday is like San Juan or Almudena or one of these things, right? That would be a holiday or a bank holiday in the United States. All right. So confusing stuff, but great questions, guys. And that's one of the good things, too. You can ask me questions based on the videos you see as well. So that's on Instagram. Tons of and as I said, I'm not the only account. All my colleagues, todos mis los otros presentadores, they're all on Twitter and all that stuff as well. So make sure you're getting the full experience. Also, a couple comments. Excuse me. Silvia says, you're everywhere. I love it. And this was, cause this morning I shared, the link of my, participation on Vodafone You, which was this past Tuesday. So thank you very much, Silvia. Yeah, we don't have an expression. Estás hasta en la sopa. I love that one in Spanish, but, es muy literal en inglés. You're everywhere. I love it. Thank you very much, Silvia. Thank you so much for the support. Let's see. This morning I posted a song, a lyric video, and I put something like, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I love this Harry Styles song. And Harry Styles, if you don't know who he is a singer. He was in One Direction. And yeah, that's right, guys. You heard it. I like the Harry Styles song called So Stop Your Crying, It's a Sign of the Time. You gotta get away from here. He's a really good singer. The song is beautifully written. And if you haven't heard it, I shared the lyric video this morning. It's a great way to learn lyrics from songs as well on YouTube, right? Pones pan y lyrics. Ya está. Now, no te fías de todo. I've seen some people make up the lyrics when they don't know it, right? But it's a great, great way to learn English by taking a look at the lyrics to a song. And 69 English School says, nah, you think you do, but you actually don't. Well, actually, no, 69 English School. In fact, I have no problem admitting that I'm open to many kinds of music. See? I have friends, and I'm going to say this now because I used to be like this. I used to be that guy who's like, si no es rock and roll, no lo escucho. And you know what? I'm not like that with food. I'm not like that with people. I'm open-minded. So why am I going to be closed-minded with music? And I thought about it. You know, when I said the other, oh, I like Justin. Well, yeah, I like some Justin Bieber songs. Does that make me crazy? Does that make me? No, it makes me like everybody else on this planet. That's why he's a number one artist, because obviously many people like his music. But I know what you mean. Yeah, you're like, Alberto, you're a rocker. Yeah, but I like all kinds of music. In fact, I listen to opera. Okay, I listen to Chopin. All right, so yeah, I'm open-minded, man. So I know a lot of my friends laugh at me, too. They're like, oh, you like that music. Oh, you used to be a rocker. No, I used to be more closed-minded with music. And now, well, I'm open to listen to anything that's catchy or makes me move. Right. And he says, this is the sign of the times that you love. And it's Prince, Sign of the Times, which is a wonderful song as well. Pero very, very different styles of those songs. Y no quería hacer ese juego de palabra. Harry Styles, very different styles. Yeah, I know. It wasn't that funny. But, yeah, gotta be open-minded, guys, especially as you get older. You know, you gotta be open-minded to all kinds of things. All right. Well, guys, also, I think we're gonna do another challenge right now. This is, on Twitter, and I'm going to say 6 words. I'm going to say, it's not a spelling bee, 6 words that I'm gonna say. I want you to tell me what words I've said, and I want you to tell me what they have in common. Okay, guys, this is a listening exercise and with a twist, right? So, 6 words, and, they all have something in common. So you guys tell me what words I'm saying aloud. I'll say them twice as always. Okay, here we go. Crotch, ankle, nostril, chin, knuckles, thigh. These are the tough ones. Los que tienen uno o dos sílabas suelen ser más difíciles. This, at least, that's what I've noticed, right? Because if it's got a lot of syllables, pues tiene que tener el acento ahí, o el, right, la tilde. No ponemos tildes, pero. All right, so here we go, guys. I'm going to give you these 6 words again. Tell me what 6 words I've just said and what they have in common on Twitter, at I'm Alberto Alonso. Here we go. Crotch. Ankle. Nostril, chin, knuckles, Thigh.
Ahora sí que no tienes excusa para no escuchar Vaughan Radio, vayas donde vayas. Toda nuestra programación en directo, retos, podcasts y redes sociales disponibles a un solo clic para que continúes mejorando tu inglés. Descárgala ya, no esperes más.
Gracias, ya te llamaremos.
Ya te llamaremos.
Bueno, ya te llamaremos.
Acaba ya con la pesadilla de todas las entrevistas de trabajo y mejora definitivamente tu nivel de inglés profesional con el Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan. Ameno, exigente y a tiempo completo. 1000 horas intensivas en las que tendrás que esforzarte. Por eso funciona. Vence al Ya te llamaremos con Vaughan. Apúntate. Llama ahora al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com. Do you Vaughan?
Con el curso online de Vaughan, sacarás el inglés que llevas dentro. Adaptado a tus horarios, flexible y con todos los contenidos del método Vaughan. Y con nuestros profesores siempre disponibles. Contrátalo ahora con toda comodidad. Entra en curso online en grupovaughan.com y hasta final de mes con un 50% de descuento. Haz clic en curso online en grupovaughan.com.
¿Do you Vaughan?
Estar en medio. ¿Qué significa estar en medio? Pues no estar en ningún sitio concreto, ni bueno ni malo, ser un soso. O lo que es peor, molestar. Estar en medio y no dejar ver una peli. Estar en medio de dos personas. Vamos, que eso del medio no mola. Pues con el inglés pasa lo mismo. Ese famoso nivel intermedio de inglés no sirve para nada. Es ni fu ni fa, incluso molesto. Por eso, un nivel de inglés intermedio no te va a ayudar a mejorar en tu carrera profesional. Así que ya es hora de cambiar.
Vence al nivel intermedio de inglés con el Executive Master en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan. Compatible con tu trabajo, exigente y eficaz. Más de 500 horas intensivas para mejorar tu inglés profesional. Apúntate ahora. Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
¿Do you Vaughan?
Folks, that's right. We are back. Show with no name 2.0, and it's Thursday. Say it with me. No Thursday ni Thursday. Como si fuera una Thursday. It's Thursday, and you know what that means? That means that Friday and the weekend is right around the corner. I'm really, really excited because this weekend we'll be attending, not assisting. Asist es ayudar. Asistiendo es attending. Y sin el tú. I'll be attending, well, my wife and I will be attending Juan Solo's wedding, so that'll be a lot of fun. And of course, guys, I'll be sharing some videos and tweets and stuff. Well, why not? Aprovechando, you know, taking advantage of the fact that we'll be there at a wedding. Well, I'll teach you some wedding vocabulary, right? It's real. I guess with these Instagram stories, I'm really, really defining the name of my first book, English Everywhere. O sea, everywhere I can teach a lesson, I will. So, all right, let's take a look. We've got a lot of people participating in our challenge right now. Let's see. Cristina Gallego. What's up, Cristina? She says, it's great to listen to you again. Back to the routine. Thanks for giving me lots of energy. Well, thank you so much, Cristina, for tuning in. I always appreciate your comments. All right. Well, guys, I don't see anybody who figured all of these out. So this is crazy. In fact, I think I've stumped all of you. Is this possible? Nacho, it's impossible. Is it possible I've stumped everyone? This is very few and far between. Rara vez. Few and far between. O sea, que pasa muy poco y no muy a menudo, ¿no? Few and far between where I stump everyone. Now, let's see. I've got some superstars here, though, who got just one wrong. Let's see. I'm seeing a lot of... Oh, man. A lot of mistakes. All right. Well, good. That's a good sign. That means this is stuff that we need to look at. Son cosas que tenemos que ver en este caso. right? If you guys are making a lot of mistakes with it. All right, so the first word that we looked at today, that we listened to, that we heard, was crotch. C-R-O-T-C-H. Crotch. Now, the your crotch is the area between your legs. Guys, you do not want to get kicked in the crotch. Now, in Spanish, it's a very logical word, right? You say entre piernas, right? Between legs. Well, we say your crotch. C-R-O-T-C-H. Crotch. Entre pierna. Right? So, yeah. Crotch. Crotch. C-R-O-T-C-H. Now, a lot of you guys put crutch with a U. Now, listen to the difference. Crotch is where you don't want to get kicked, guys. Or girls. Nobody wants to get kicked in the crotch. Una patada en entre piernas, eh? Right? Crotch. But a crutch, U-T-C-H, es muletas. Un bastón. Right? También figurativamente es un soporte, un apoyo. Right? Crutch. So be careful, not crotch. The one I gave you was crotch. Suena como una, cuando vas al dentista, crotch. And a lot of you put crutch, utch, not See the difference? Crotch, crutch, right? So crotch, yeah. Gotta know that word, yeah. If you have a crotch, you need to know it. And we've all got a crotch, right? I remember when we used to prank call people, llamamos a la gente con las bromas telefónicas. I would call a bar and I'd say, hi, is Mike there? El tío dice, what's his last name? No, preguntabas por un tío. Roch. His name is Roch. Mike Roch. Mike Roch. Mi entre piernas. Mike crotch. Mike Roch. My crotch. I know it's bad, but when we were funny, when we were young, we thought it was funny. Crotch was the first word, okay? C-R-O-T-C-H. The second word, a lot of you put uncle. Tío. Listen to the difference. Tíos. Tías. It's not uncle, it's ankle. Listen to the difference. My uncle, tío, sprained his ankle. It's not the same sound. And I'll tell you something, not one native speaker makes this mistake. And I know you say, es igual. No, it's not. Why? Then we would make that mistake too, right? You wouldn't be the only ones making that mistake. So cuando me dais esta excusa, es just igual. No, it's fucking not. Perdóname, me pongo hasta los nervios. I get stressed out with that. It's the same. It's not. Ah and are not the same in anywhere in the world. Ah and not the same. Okay? Not on this planet, at least. So, you know, the same. Okay, well, what I tell my students there is keep telling yourself that. This way you'll never master it. Sigue diciéndote que es exactamente igual y nunca lo vas a dominar. Sorry, guys. I get stressed out sometimes. I got to play the mean teachers. A veces tengo que ser el profe dando caña, right? The strict teacher. But you don't know how many times I'm sick of people telling me, me duele el tío. Or voy a visitar a mi tobillo. Man, it's enough. It's enough with this one. Learn it once and for all, de una vez por todas. So this way I don't have to chew you out. Así no os tengo que echar una bronca. To chew someone out. Echar una bronca. Right. So, okay, ankle. Vamos a verlos. The best way is just saying them over and over and over and over. Okay? Ankle. Esto es tobillo. Ankle. Right? Ankle. El otro tío, like unbelievable, uncle. It's not it's un. The other one's ankle, and the other one's un. Unbelievable. It's not the same sound, not even near. Right? So, learn this sentence. My uncle sprained his ankle. And until you say that sentence perfectly, you're never going to get it. But you know what, guys? It's simple. I do have students. I will say this. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. I do have some students. I won't mention any names who have got this down pat. Que lo tienen controladísimo. I hope I can say the same for you. Ankle, tobillo, versus uncle. No tiene nada que ver. All right, well, we'll look at the rest of the words. These body parts, parts of the body, es lo que todos tienen en común. All right, guys, we're going to a commercial break. We'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more. So, stick around.
Abrimos nuevo centro en Madrid en el Colegio Estudiantes Las Tablas, donde se impartirán las clases para niños y adultos en horario de tarde de lunes a viernes y sábados por la mañana. Te esperamos. Llámanos ahora al 91-133-5833.
Do you Baugan?
Antonio Álvarez, encantado.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Álvarez. All right, your CV says you have a high level of English, so if you don't mind, we'll continue with the interview in English, all right?
Hombre, quien dice high, medio alto, más bien.
Another liar? I can't believe it. Get out of here and stop wasting my time, Mr. Álvarez.
Vale, vale, tampoco es para ponerse así.
Get out!
¿Tú también mientes en tu currículo sobre tu nivel de inglés? Si lo haces, se te va a ver el plumer enseguida. No mientas más. Consigue un nivel de inglés que te permita entrar en el mercado laboral. Nuestro máster en inglés profesional es un curso de dedicación completa del que saldrás completamente preparada o preparado para desenvolverte en cualquier situación. En tu trabajo en inglés. No mientas en tu currículo y haz un máster en inglés profesional. Más información en el 91-133-5833.
Con Let's Cook te va a quedar un inglés rico, rico. Ya tienes Let's Cook en cualquiera de nuestras tiendas Vaughan o en vaughantienda.com. Consíguelo antes de que se enfríe.
Ahora sí que no tienes excusa para no escuchar Vaughan Radio, vayas donde vayas. Toda nuestra programación en directo, retos, podcasts y redes sociales disponibles a un solo clic para que continúes mejorando tu inglés. Descárgala ya, no esperes más.
Sigue este programa en Radio TDT, Internet, Podcast o en la aplicación para el móvil.
That's right, we're here on the show with No Name, having a great time, as we always do, and learning English. We were looking at today's listening exercise, and, the thing that they all had in common, all these words had in common, is they are parts of the body or body parts. All right, so let's review the first two that we looked at. Were crotch, which is entre piernas, and ankle. Ah, si tienes que exagerarlo al principio, hazlo. Ankle, tobillo, right? Un esguince is a sprained ankle, right? Un torcerlos, I twisted my ankle. So remember this one. My uncle twisted his ankle. And if you can remember that sentence then and how to pronounce it, then you'll be fine with the ankle and uncle thing, okay? Now, we have a question over here. Let's see, where was it? Jesus says, can we say groin? No, sería groin, sin G, G-R-O-I-N, y groin es ingle, right? Groin es ingle. So I don't know what the difference, ingle entre piernas, I'm not too sure the difference in English, really. I know I don't want to get kicked in the groin or in my crotch, right? I'm not interested in that. So groin, right? G-R-O-I-N. Good question there. Groin. All right, so the next word, our third word of these body parts is nostril. Nostril. N-O-S-T-R-I-L. No nostril, se pronuncia nostril, como si esa I fuera una E. And you know what a nostril is? It's the holes in, you have two nostrils. The holes in your nose. Los agujeros que tienes en la nariz. Orificio nasal, o fosa nasal, right? We say nostrils, your nostrils, right? Nostrils. And a lot of people make mistakes with the word nose. They say noise, right? No nos confundamos aquí con noise versus nose, right? Noise versus nose. So noise, ruido, and nose, nariz, okay? And it's not the same, you know, if you're noisy, haces mucho ruido, right? If you're nosy, metes la nariz en todas partes. No es igual, right? Now, the good thing, the bad thing is you can have both nosy and noisy neighbors, right? But don't make that mistake, right? Noise, noise, ruido, right? And nose, nariz. I've heard a lot of people make that mistake as well, okay? All right, so the next one over here. So crotch, ankle, nostril, dilos conmigo, nostril. Right, I was trying to find body parts because everybody knows hand, foot, you know, finger, this kind of stuff. Not everybody, but, you know, those are the more common ones. So nostril. You have two nostrils. They're the holes in your nose, right? The fourth one was chin. Now, some of you put shin, S-H-I-N, which is a part of the body. It's espinilla. Right, your shin is, if you play soccer or football, como lo llaman en Inglaterra, football. If you play soccer or football, you should wear shin guards, protección de espinilla. Because Nacho, have you ever been kicked in the shins? That's probably worse than being kicked in the groin or in your crotch. I think it is a sharp. No sé si tengo que decidir si quiero la patada en espinilla o en entrepiernas. I don't know. I don't know what to choose. Really, it's deadly, that pain. Shin. But I didn't say shin, S-H-I-N. I said chin, like China, sin la A, chin. And this is, you call it your little beard, tu barbilla. Your little beard. Hasta si eres mujer, tienes una barbilla. You know, it doesn't, we couldn't find another word for that one? Right, chin. Chin. C-H-I-N. Right? That's our fourth word. Now, the fifth word has a silent K. Tiene una K muda. Kind of like knife or knee. Hablando de partes del cuerpo. Knife, cuchillo. Knee, rodilla. K-N. Well, this one has a silent K too. And this is knuckles. Knuckles, say it with me. Knuckles. Now, knuckles are the things at the end of your fingers. Or at the beginning of your fingers, right? Knuckles. You say nudillos. Right? You can crack your knuckles. K-N-U-C-K-L-E-S. No sé si te lo di en plural o en singular. Knuckles, right? Knuckles. A veces es muy anticuado ahora, but when in the 1950s and 60s, te voy a dar un puñetazo en la cara es, I'm going to give you a knuckle sandwich. Te voy a dar un sandwich de nudillos. Que te vas a comer mi puño. Puño es fist. F-I-S-T, right? Just with the hand. Wrist es muñeca. Si empezando solo con el forearm, brazo. Wrist, right? Palm, la palma de la mano. The back of your hand. Your fingers, your knuckles, right? Your nails, right? Y luego cada dedo tiene un nombre. So guys, make sure you study your body, you know, like scientists. So knuckles was our next word. Knuckles. K-N-U-C-K-L-E-S. Knuckles. There was a very famous DJ in the United States called Frankie Knuckles. Siempre me acordaré. Frankie Knuckles, right? And brass knuckles. Now, brass es un tipo de metal. Brass es latón. Azofar. Azofar. Right? Brass knuckles. Bueno, ¿de qué está hecho la trompeta y todo? You know, this gold, parece oro, pero no es. Right? That's brass. Brass. Es una sección de la orquesta también. The brass section. So, latón de metales, dice de en música, ¿no? Brass. Well, brass knuckles, you say puños americanos or something you call them, I think. Estas cosas que pones en el puño. Let's see, brass knuckles. This is a weapon. You're not supposed to use these, guys. You say puño americano,
right? Nudillos de acero. We say brass knuckles, brass knuckles. It's a weapon. No weepin. Por favor, no digas weepin. It's weapon. Okay, so the second to last one was knuckles. And the last one was thigh. T-H-I-G-H. Thigh. Now, this is an interesting one because es la palabra alto, pero con T delante. So alto is high, right? No high, high. So just añadiendo una T es thigh. Now, this is important to know. This is your muslo. But this is not only important to know because it's part of your body. But if you eat chicken, si comes pollo, one question they'll ask you is, do you want a breast or a thigh? Or a leg? Right, breast is la pechuga. Thigh is el muslo, or contramuslo. I think it's contramuslo. I always get confused with this one. And the muslo is the leg or the drumstick, que es la misma palabra que decimos para tocar la batería. You play the drums with a drumstick, but you can also eat a drumstick if you've roasted a chicken. Y claro, mi parte favorito, wings. There's the chicken covered. ¿Ves? Eso es más fácil ahí. All right, well, there we go, folks. So those are our six words that had to do with the body. And let's say them one more time. Let's go through them all together. Some of them I'm sure you're familiar with. Some of them might be new to you. Make a mental note. Jot them down however you want. Okay, the first one, entre piernas, crotch. Muy bien. The next one, tobillo, ankle. Tío, uncle. Muy bien. Okay, the next one, los agujeros de la nariz. O fosos de la nariz. Nostrils. Nostrils. Good. The next one, barbilla. Chin. Chin. Y espinilla, ya que lo vimos. Shh, shh, shh. Calla, calla. Shh, shh. Shin. That's right. Nudillos. Little knots. No. Son pequeños nudos. No, no, no. Knuckles. Knuckles. Que de hecho, not, K-N-O-T, es otra K muda ahí. Right? Knuckles. Right? Nudillos. And the last one, as I said, was, in Spanish, you say muslo. In English, it's thigh. Good job, guys. Excellent job. Un aplauso, Nacho, para todos. It was a tough one. It was tough, man. It was really, really tough. But our listeners, well, they gave it a shot anyway. Lo intentaron de todas formas. All right. Well, I'm looking at this challenge on the app, guys, and I'm thinking it's opposite day. No decimos opposite. Decimos opposite. I'm thinking it's opposite day. And you know why I'm thinking it's opposite day? Because, Nacho, we usually have 80-20. 80 right, 20 wrong. Right? 80% right, 20% wrong. Well, today we've got 18, only 18% of you guys got this one right. This is probably our lowest figure ever. Oh, man. What happened, guys? What happened? Me pitan los oídos. Oh, let's see. What are people saying? Open, burning. Opened. A lot of you said my ears are alert. My ears are on. Yeah, we wouldn't say any of that. It's not English too much. You know, maybe it's in Spanish. Mis oídos están alerta. I say my ears are alert. It wouldn't, I mean, you could say it, but it doesn't sound native or natural in any way. Right? So we were talking about you. Estábamos hablando de ti. I'm sure your ears were, Seguro que tus oídos o tus orejas estaban pitando. And so, all right, we'll leave it open a little bit more over there, Nacho, because hopefully we can get at least 25% there. Bad start on that one. All right, let's see if we can change things up. We can switch it up. We can flip the script with today's Name That Lyric.
Hi, hello, Alberto. I think the song is... No? Sorry, bye.
Name that lyric, name that lyric, name that lyric, name that lyric, only on the show with no name, the show with no name, the show with no name. It's name that lyric, only on the show with no name, the show with no name, the show with no name. It's name that lyric, only on the show with no name.
That's right. It's Name That Lyric, only on the show with no name. And as always, guys, if you want to participate in Name That Lyric, you can do it on Twitter at I'm Alberto Alonso, arroba IM. Alberto Alonso. Okay, let's take a look now. This is a great song. Fantastic song. In fact, this morning I was listening to it as I was finishing up the script, terminando el guion, and I basically broke into tears. Okay, lo acabo de admitir. I like Harry Styles and Justin Bieber, and I broke into tears this morning. Me puse un poco a llorar. Me emocioné. No, I wasn't crying. Like, I was, you know, I was feeling, the song made me feel. And I love music that makes you feel. You know, I love things. I love people. I love things that make you feel. Right? Things with character, things with depth, profundidad. And this is one of those songs. And, well, here it is, folks. If you know the name of the song and the name of the artist, you can tell us on Twitter. I'm going to give you the song lyric in Spanish. Here we go. Tu fe estaba fuerte, pero necesitabas pruebas. Le vi bañándose en la azotea. Su belleza y la luna te derrocó. Te ató a su asiento en la cocina. Rompió tu trono y te cortó el pelo. Y de tus labios sonsacó un... Y no puedo decir la palabra, porque si no te digo el nombre de la canción. Y es igual. You say it the same in English. Una pista, a little clue over here. You say this word basically the same as we do in English. I'll give you another clue. If you're religious, you use this word. Yep. Religious people use it. Even non-religious people use the word. But it's usually associated with the church. I would say the Catholic, you know, Christianity. Vamos a decir, porque hay muchos iglesias, ¿no? So, associated with Christianity, this word. The title of the song. All right, let me give it to you one more time. See if you guys know today's Name That Lyric. It really is a beautiful, beautiful song. All right, here we go. Tu fe estaba fuerte, pero necesitabas pruebas. Le vi bañándose en la azotea. Su belleza y la luna te derrocó. Te ató a su asiento en la cocina. Rompió tu trono y te cortó el pelo. Y de tus labios sonsacó un...
Ahora sí que no tienes excusa para no escuchar Vaughan Radio, vayas donde vayas. Toda nuestra programación en directo, retos, podcasts y redes sociales disponibles a un solo clic para que continúes mejorando tu inglés. Descárgala ya, no esperes más.
Gracias, ya te llamaremos.
Ya te llamaremos.
Bueno, ya te llamaremos.
Acaba ya con la pesadilla de todas las entrevistas de trabajo y mejora definitivamente tu nivel de inglés profesional con el Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan. Ameno, exigente y a tiempo completo. 1000 horas intensivas en las que tendrás que esforzarte. Por eso funciona. Vence al Ya te llamaremos con Vaughan. Apúntate. Llama ahora al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
¿Do you Vaughan?
Este curso tus hijos se volverán locos por el inglés. Tráelos a nuestro Club Junior y vendrán a clase locos de contentos. En el Club Junior aprenden inglés mientras se divierten. Infórmate sobre las clases de nuestro Club Junior en el 91-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com.
Estar en medio. ¿Qué significa estar en medio? Pues no estar en ningún sitio concreto, ni bueno ni malo, ser un soso, o lo que es peor, molestar. Estar en medio y no dejar ver una peli, estar en medio de dos personas. Vamos, que eso del medio no mola. Pues con el inglés pasa lo mismo. Ese famoso nivel intermedio de inglés no sirve para nada. Es ni fu ni fa, incluso molesto. Por eso, un nivel de inglés intermedio no te va a ayudar a mejorar en tu carrera profesional. Así que ya es hora de cambiar.
Vence al nivel intermedio de inglés con el Executive Master en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan. Compatible con tu trabajo, exigente y eficaz. Más de 500 horas intensivas para mejorar tu inglés profesional. Apúntate ahora. Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
¿Do you Vaughan?
We'll be right back.
That's right, folks. That's right. We're looking at today's Name That Lyric on the show with no name, where we look at some of the coolest songs, some of the newest songs out there. And, classic. I mean, I like to mix it, guys. I like to do some stuff, you know, Creedence Clearwater Revival. And, why not teach you as well with the Chainsmokers, which is more current music. So, you can learn from everything, especially if you're, if you've got your eyes open and you're ready. You're open to it. All right. Well, folks, this, song is called Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, this is interesting because in English, you can pronounce the H or not. My family, of course, being an Italian American, we were Catholic, you know, my grandmother. So I always heard hallelujah or alleluia. So that's kind of, it's interesting. This is one where you can pronounce the H or not in English. Now, it's originally a Jeff Buckley sang the song as well. But, my favorite version, I gotta say, and it's hard to choose, Leonard Cohen. And, Irene says, this song makes me cry as well, Alberto. Yeah, it is a moving song, conmovedor. It really, really makes you feel. Even, I mean, you don't have to be religious. It's not the word hallelujah. It's the whole way. I mean, Leonard Cohen's voice sounds like this. He sounds real. He's got a deep voice. It's raspy and it sounds like this as well. So, I mean, it's maybe that quality in his voice, that timbre, that tone in his voice, which really, really reaches you. And, it's just a beautiful song. And Leonard Cohen, man, you know, before he was a famous singer, he was already a famous poet in Canada. So, this guy, you know, everybody's, oh, singer, songwriter. Well, actually his calling, his first calling was poetry. Right, who became so in Canada as a young guy, he was already an idol over there, un ídolo in Canada. Right, he's Canadian, obviously, and wow, man, his voice. I remember the first time I heard his voice too, and I remember thinking, this guy is fucked. You know, this guy. I mean, this guy has felt some pain in his life, man. This guy really feels stuff. And it was the song, we're waiting for the miracle, and you're waiting for the miracle to come. It was off the Natural Born Killers soundtrack, the Oliver Stone film Natural Born Killers. And I remember just hearing the song, and I was like, whoa, this is pretty hardcore, man. This guy is feeling it. And that song, if you want to hear it, it's a great song, too. It's Waiting for the Miracle. Baby, I've been waiting. Doo-doo-doo-doon. I've been waiting half my life. So he's got that, oh man, he's got that, just that noise, that noise, no, that sound that just, oh man, it goes right through you, right? All right, so let's take a look at let's see who our winners are. Our top three people to get it right today, ladies and gentlemen, Migeet, Jaster, and Alexis. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, the version I watched this morning, if you want to check it out, is a live version on YouTube. Leonard Cohen doing this song live. Joaquin says the same. It's a touching song. Yeah, I think if you hear this song and you don't feel anything, something's wrong with you, man. You're cold-blooded, como decimos. Tienes la sangre fría. It's one of those songs, and I don't know if it's, I mean, the song is beautiful, but also his voice is haunting. Casi te atormenta su voz, right? So let's take a look at the lyrics to this song. Now, this is a song, according to Leonard Cohen, about love that has soured. And when something goes sour, se pasa, no? Se va, se vuelve agrio. If milk goes sour, what does that mean? That means it's not good anymore. So if a relationship goes sour, S-O-U-R, it means that se ha ido al garete, no? Se ha estropeado, right? So it's a song about love that has soured or gone stale. Es otra forma de decirlo. Algo que ha pasado de fecha, stale. So bread, pan, que de ayer, que ya no, que está duro, stale bread. Two great words, by the way, that you use in the kitchen, not just here. So stale, S-T-A-L-E. And sour, que también es agrio, ¿no? Ácido. Ooh, this is sour. Pero también algo que no debería estar así es que se ha pasado, ¿no? So
Obviously, there are things, a lemon is supposed to be sour. Milk is not. See the difference? So if something has gone sour, that means it's algo al garete, as you guys say. And what Leonard Cohen used in this song was a lot of religious imagery. Obviously, hallelujah. There are a lot of references to some of the most notorious women in the Bible in this song. And so, for example, the line where he says, you saw her bathing on the roof. Que lo vamos a ver ahora. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. That's Bathsheba. Bathsheba? How do you, como se dice este nombre bíblico? Bathsheba. Well, either way, she tempted the king to kill her husband so he could have her. So she was a biblical character. She tied you to a kitchen chair. She broke your throne. She cut your hair. This was Delilah. Delilah? I think you say Delilah. Who cut off Samson's hair. His locks. Otra forma de decir pelo. Sus melenas is his locks. And that's where Samson got his superhuman strength. So again, if you know the Bible, then you'll know this song, but he's not talking about the Bible. He's comparing these women to the women that have been in his life. And if you notice, the different stanzas of the song, you'll see that, sometimes it's the hallelujah comes out in a bad moment. It's not just hallelujah. Yay, we won. Right? So, really, really interesting song. And when he plays this song, he adds, I mean, there are so many different stanzas that are added. So this can be a never ending song. And, this is a really, really a fantastic song. So let's take a look at it. Your faith was strong, but you needed proof. Your faith was strong. Estaba fuerte tu fe. But you needed proof. Pero necesitabas prueba. Proof. El verbo es to prove. No te líes. Proof, la prueba. Prove es probar algo, right? To prove. We're gonna prove you wrong. Vamos a demostrar que no tienes la razón. Your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. You saw her bathing, bañándose, right? Not bathing, bathing, right? Careful with this word. Bath, B-A-T-H, y bathe, que es el verbo, bathe, con E. So think about it like that. Breathe and breath. Es parecido, ¿no? Si te acuerdas de eso, el verbo tiene la E. Now, en este caso, no. Why? Porque va con ING. Se pierde la E. Pero no es bathing porque bath no es un verbo. ¿Ves? Bath es la bañera. Right? So bathe con E. Lo mismo que breath es la respiración y breathe con E es el verbo. Si te ayuda, genial. Right? You saw her bathing on the roof. This is Bathsheba. I don't know how you pronounce it again, from the Bible, que se baña en la azotea. Her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. Her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. To overthrow, sobre, es echar, derrocar, right? To overthrow is happening always in the Roman Empire, in the biblical times as well. They overthrew kings and they overthrew empires, right? Her beauty in the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to her kitchen chair. Te ató a su asiento en la cocina. Again, this is Delilah from the Bible. I have to say I haven't been to Sunday school in a long time, so I'm a little bit out of the loop here. Right, Sunday school is donde van los niños los domingos a aprender de la Biblia. Sunday school. So I'm out of the loop. Estoy un poco perdido con estos temas. She tied you to a kitchen chair. She broke your throne. She cut your hair. Rompió tu trono. Cortó tu pelo. And from your lips she drew the hallelujah. And from your lips, de tus labios, sacó, son sacó, to draw. Right? Como dibujar. Pero en pasado, she drew the hallelujah. Everybody, hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 Guys, I'm going to go have a tea with honey and lemon. I just destroyed my voice. We're going to a commercial break, folks, but we'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more. So stick around.
Hola, Marty. Vengo del futuro y es horrible. No te imaginas lo que ha pasado. Tienes que saberlo.
¿Qué pasa, Doc? ¿Son mis hijos?
No, no es eso. Es que he estado en 2019 y todavía no te has puesto con el inglés. Sigues teniendo el mismo nivel bajo que tienes ahora.
Si sigues dejando lo del inglés para mañana, es posible que nunca llegues a mejorar. Ahora es el momento perfecto. Descubre el método Vaughan y cambia tu futuro. Mejorarás tu nivel de inglés gracias a unos profesores que te apoyan y te motivan. Grupos reducidos en los que estarás siempre utilizando el idioma. Deja de estudiar inglés y empieza a hablar inglés. Vence al mañana me pongo con Vaughan. Llama ahora al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
¿Do you Vaughan?
Y no dejes de participar a través de nuestra aplicación. De